The news on English Waves, good afternoon. A new mobilisation by workers at the Fessenheim nuclear power station in Alsace, with 100 employees gathered outside the plant. The unions have asked them to ease off ahead of a meeting at Levallois-Perret of EDF's Central Management Committee, in which an early closure of the plant will be discussed. According to unions, 2,200 jobs are under threat. The assistant public prosecutor has called for Cécile Bourgeon to be remanded in custody. The mother of five-year-old Fiona is currently awaiting the decision of the appeals court in Riom over her request for release. She was sentenced last November to 5 years in prison for her involvement in the death of her daughter, but has already served two-thirds of the sentence. Another 38 communes have been affected by the massive cull of ducks. There are now 187 in total, mainly in the southwest, forced to slaughter ducks and geese. The decree appeared today in the official journal, and this preventive culling, backed by the government, hopes to eradicate the bird flu virus. The Gers département is the worst affected, with outbreaks reported in 92 communes. A Norwegian court is once again to look into whether Anders Breivik was treated inhumanely in prison. Breivik is responsible for the Utøya massacre in 2011, where 77 young people were shot dead during a Labour Party youth camp. In the initial trial, the state was condemned for inhumane treatment behind bars, which profoundly shocked the victims' families. The district court judge found that despite living in a three-cell complex, being allowed to watch television and play video games, his isolation from other prisoners was intolerable. Finally, smoking will soon kill 8 million people annually, according to a study by the World Health Organization. By 2030, tobacco-related deaths are projected to grow by 2 million and will cost the global economy $1 trillion a year, a price which far outweighs the global revenues from tobacco taxes, estimated at $269 billion. That was the news from all of us at English Waves. A very good afternoon.